Nick Cannon demands apology from Viacom after firing over anti-Semitic remarks. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 15, 2020. TV superstar and actor Nick Cannon is demanding an apology from Viacom after being fired over what the media giant called hateful speech and the propagation of anti-Semitic theories. Cannon, however, says the corporation fired him on Tuesday because it wanted to put the young Negro in his place. Cannon claims that he reached out to Shari Redstone, the owner of Viacom, to have a conversation of reconciliation and actually apologize if I said anything that pained or hurt her or her community. Dead silence. So that's when I realized they don't want a conversation or growth. They wanted to put the young Negro in his place, said Cannon in a lengthy Facebook post published on Wednesday. They wanted to show me who is boss, hang me out to dry and make an example of anyone who says something they don't agree with, he added. Truth and reconciliation. I am deeply saddened in a moment so close to reconciliation that the powers that be, misused. Posted by Nick Cannon on Wednesday, July 15, 2020. Nick Cannon also accused the corporation of misusing an important moment for us to all grow closer together and learn more about one another. Instead, the moment was stolen and hijacked to make an example of an outspoken black man, he said. I will not be bullied, silenced, or continuously oppressed by any organization, group, or corporation. I'm disappointed that Viacom does not understand or respect the power of the black community. The fired Viacom CBS personality went on to say that his time at Viacom has also birthed one of my other greatest creative accomplishments, Wild 'N Out. Cannon is also demanding full ownership of Wild 'N Out, the hip-hop rap battle show he's hosted for more than a decade. Viacom's goal to keep me from providing for my family and lineage will be foiled, affirmed Cannon, who went on to suggest that he cannot be fired, because he's a boss. They can try to kick me while I'm down or force me to kiss the master's feet in public for shame and ridicule. But instead I stand firm on my square with my fist in the air repeating my mantra, you can't fire a boss, he said. Cannon now says that Viacom CBS is on the wrong side of history and made an unwise and divisive decision to fire him. I don't blame any individual, I blame the oppressive and racist infrastructure, he added. Systemic racism is what this world was built on and was the subject in which I was attempting to highlight in the recent clips that have been circulating from my podcast. Cannon went on to say that now, he is the one making demands. I demand full ownership of my billion-dollar Wild 'N Out brand that I created, and they will continue to misuse and destroy without my leadership. Cannon proclaimed. I demand that the hate and backdoor bullying cease and while we are at it, now that the truth is out, I demand the apology. Cannon was fired after interviewing former Public Enemy member Richard Professor Griff Griffin, who himself was fired from the group for making anti-Semitic comments in a 1989 interview, in which he referenced fringe conspiracy theories about Jewish people, and made the assertion Jews are responsible for the majority of wickedness that goes on across the globe. Cannon also praised Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who has been described Jews as termites, members of the synagogue of Satan, and claimed that Jesus called the Jews the children of the devil. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.